Exclusive, Kerry Lake plans to circumvent feds on border policy through an interstate compact. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 15, 2022. Kerry Lake, a candidate for governor in Arizona, told Breitbart News Saturday that she plans to enter into an interstate compact with other states to circumvent federal immigration and border policies. Before politics, Lake covered the state of Arizona as an anchorwoman for 27 years. Now, Lake is taking on the political battle in Arizona because the state needs a governor who will stand for the people and not the special interest. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle highlighted Lake's 11-page immigration policy and asked her to expound upon her plans to secure America's southern border. Lake called out the invasion at our southern border and criticized President Joe Biden for handing over our borders to narco-terrorists. We have an invasion going on here in Arizona. We've got fentanyl pouring in, coming from China through Mexico into Arizona and into the rest of this country, Lake said. We have human smuggling, we have child smuggling. And Joe Biden has handed our borders off to the narco-terrorists. And we're not going to sit here and take it anymore. So we will take back our constitutional right to secure the border ourselves. Article 1, Section 10 lays it all out. And we're not going to ask permission from Joe Biden to do so. We're going to finish President Trump's wall, and we're going to use the materials that the federal government abandoned at our border to do so. And we are going to empower our Arizona National Guard to start making arrests of these people coming over right now. One of the key tenets of Lake's plan is an interstate compact of like-minded states who are ready to do something about our border problems. Lake mentioned that it would not be only border states involved because every state is dealing with the problems from this invasion on our border. Lake discussed the possibility of South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois joining her interstate compact should she be elected as governor of Arizona. And we'll keep Homeland Security abreast of what we're doing, but we're not going to ask their permission to do so. They've dropped the ball, Lake said. They failed the American people, and they failed at one of their most important duties, which is to protect us from an invasion. And so, we have the right as states to do this. We are sovereign. Boyle then asked Lake how she plans to seize federal materials intended for the border wall's construction and use them to continue the development of the wall. Lake is hopeful the Arizona legislature will redefine abandoned federal property in a way that makes it feasible for the state to seize the materials. And so, we will work with our state legislature to redefine what it means to be abandoned federal property. We will confiscate that once the legislature does so. And then we will use those materials that we, the people, paid for, to construct and finish President Trump's wall. Boyle and Lake then discussed former President Trump's first rally of 2022 that's taking place Saturday evening in Florence, Arizona. Lake, who has Trump's endorsement in the race, will share the stage with Trump. Lake previewed the topics she will speak on at the rally. I'm going to be talking a lot about, basically, the border, my border policy. I'm going to be talking about what my agenda will be as governor. We're ahead 30 points in the polls. We have a movement in this state unlike anybody has ever seen, Lake said. The pundits and the political elite are all shocked by how hard and strong our movement has come on. That people are ready to elect a governor who will stand for the people and not the special interest. Lake discussed how the weak field of Republican candidates pushed her to run for governor to ensure the state did not end up with a socialist candidate. She noted the enthusiasm behind her campaign, as it only took her 3 weeks to qualify for the ballot signatures. Most campaigns, she said, take 9 months and have to buy signatures. The two then discussed the U.S. Supreme Court's recent ruling against Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate. Boyle asked Lake her thoughts on the Supreme Court and how the decision factors into her campaign for Arizona governor. Lake took a strong stance against all health mandates. We will not have our kids being forced to wear filthy masks. We will not have our boss force us to put a swab up our nose for the rest of our lives or shot in our arm in order to earn a living, Lake said. She also promised to open up the exemptions for more than just religious reasons. We're going to find a way through legislation to make so many ways to get out of that mandate besides the religious exemptions. We'll have exemptions for everything, she said. An exemption if you've had COVID before. An exemption if you might get pregnant. An exemption if you are pregnant. An exemption if you think you might get pregnant. We're just going to throw a lot of exemptions in so that any mandates the federal government or any employer tries to throw on people to prohibit them from earning a living, they will have a way out of it. Lake concluded the interview by saying she wants to return to some of those old-fashioned principles like working hard, respecting your parents, following the Ten Commandments, and loving this country. They seem old-fashioned now because we're just in such a bad place. But that's why I came to Arizona for an opportunity. I want my kids to have the same opportunities, Lake said. But I think we have to get back to our conservative ideals to right this ship. Because right now this ship is heading in the wrong direction. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.